I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. This is a special edition of the show, and I want this man to open a restaurant in our region so badly. Ray Dr. Barbecue Lampe, he is a pork chop lover, as I am, and for 20 years he's been perfecting his pork chop recipes. You know, sure, it's nice to have some fancy pork chop breed, but the supermarket version is fine. You don't have to use a grill for most of these recipes. It's all about the juicy meat and powerful flavors that Ray goes after. He does classic pork chops and apples that cooks in a skillet in minutes. There's a fantastic pork chop with a mango habanero salsa, balsamic and vanilla glazed pork chops, and a flatbread pork chop pizza, believe it or not. But one of the best ever is a simple sandwich that I made last night of a browned pork medallion with Frank's hot sauce and crumbled blue cheese. I'm talking about buffalo wing style, and it was unbelievable. I am having the best time ever with this cookbook, and you can too. Throughout my conversation with Ray, we'll offer this to you as our thank you gift and send it to your door. Ray Dr. Barbecue Lampe is a multiple cook-off champion, cooking teacher, and columnist. He wrote the NFL Game Day Cookbook. You have possibly seen him on or heard him on the Howard Stern Show. He's been on Martha Stewart Living, the Food Network, HGTV, People Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, on and on it goes. Rachel Ray, I love this guy. Ray, welcome to our show. I'm glad to party with you.
Hi, Faith. I'm glad to hear you too.
And Ray, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. I know it's Lampe. I want to start for people who are at this time of year a little calorie conscious, thinking about bathing suits coming. And so they want to cook, and it might be for health reasons, they want to cook pork, whether it's a medallion, a regular bone-in chop, with a spice so that there's less fat for them. This is the treatment of pork as the other white meat. You've got a nice seasoned salt in here that I think tastes terrific. Let's talk about what's in that.
Yeah, it's really pretty simple. But one of the things I see is people, when they're learning how to cook, new cooks, they just don't. They don't know how to season stuff. They're afraid to put too much on. So if you create a little, you know, a barbecue rub is something my background is certainly in barbecue. And a barbecue rub is something intimidating to people, but it's really just everything that you have in your cabinet. You put it in a bowl and combine it before you put it on the pork chop. And that's what the pork chop seasoned salt is. It's really simple. A little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar, a little granulated onion, granulated garlic, paprika, and then you want to add, that's all very normal. You would expect all that. A little bit of turmeric, which is going to help a lot with the color, really, more than anything. And then just a pinch of ground thyme, just to give it a little more sophisticated kind of flavor. You can use that on everything.
That lasts up to 6 months. And let's say a word about these pork chops. Don't have to be, I mean, it's nice if you can get a beautiful heritage breed pork chop from your local farm, but supermarket's fine, right?
It's up to you. You know, the pork chops in the grocery store and at the warehouse club, I buy those all the time and I like them. If you have a local farmer, that's one of the problems with local farmers. Yours is very different than mine. I live in Florida. So if you have one and you find something that you really like and you're willing to do what you need to do to get it, then good for you. I'm not against that at all. But I don't think it's necessary. I think there's plenty of good pork in every store in the country.
So let's start with the Chicago-style pork chop sandwich. You were a truck driver years ago, and I know this is how you discovered this. This is really essentially a pork chop, boneless, sitting on a hamburger bun with lots and lots of grilled onions.
That's what it is. That's exactly right. You know, in Chicago, there's a lot of great street food. Unfortunately, and this is, you give me a chance to rant about food writers that don't go eat the food in these cities, but yet they feel obligated to write about it. When you talk about the food of Chicago, what are you going to say?
Pizza. Yeah.
That's what everybody wants to talk about. Well, I lived in Chicago most of my life and rarely ate deep dish pizza. We eat regular pizza just like everybody else. I call that stuff tourist pizza. And the hot dogs, that's kind of a real thing. We also have Italian beefs that we eat all the time that nobody talks about. Some of the best food you'll ever have. And there's a thing called the Chicago-style pork chop sandwich. And it was in this Maxwell Street area, which was the historic downtown Chicago market on the weekends. And these guys have the big flat griddle, and they have a big pile of onions sitting there, and you could smell it as you're walking. Who doesn't get sucked in by that? And they would just griddle fry these pork chops. Now, in the real one, it's a bone-in chop, so which is kind of a challenge when you put it on a hamburger bun with some grilled onions. You got to kind of eat around the bone, but I've done it many times. But for my version, I made it simpler with a boneless chop. But that is real street food of Chicago.
Yeah, and so some oil in the pan, add the onions, season them with a little salt and pepper, and that takes 15 to 30 minutes to get your onions just beautiful. You could get away with 15 minutes. And then you broil these pork chop medallions really on high, and then start layering, and you're good to go. Okay, let's quickly do the garlic lovers. I mean, we have main dishes coming here, but garlic lovers pork chops, because I love garlic and pork. And this,
well, everybody loves garlic. And that's, you know, the challenge of writing a cookbook like this is we've got one subject, pork chops. Now, granted, there's a few different kinds, and I'm proud to say that with the help of the Pork Port, this is the first book that's going to hit the market that actually uses their new names for the proper pork chops, and which is a good thing, I think. And I got it right in under the gun. And there's a lot of different things you can do with pork chops, but it gets a little convoluted when you're trying to write a whole book about pork chops. So you come up with these ideas, and that's if there's a gift to write cookbooks, I believe that's it, that you could think of something, some of these things. And we'll get to some weirder ones later. But garlic lovers pork chop, that just seemed like a good idea. I wanted to make something that had, you know, in a skillet with a bunch of garlic, and that's what I did. And you sort of cook down the garlic mixture at the end and dump it over the chops, and it's really kind of an interesting
thing. Oh, but wait a minute. These pork chops get just a little dusting of flour. It's going to help them brown. A little paprika, salt and pepper. These are bone-in pork chops. A little bit of olive oil. There's dry white wine, 12 garlic cloves, 6 to 8 scallions that you slice up, a little bit of chicken broth, a little bit of butter, not too much, and some chopped fresh parsley. Now, this is a treatment that you would use for other things. You might use this treatment for chicken, for beef. And here it is, applying the same thing if you're a garlic lover, and it certainly is good for you. Here you've got these brown pork chops, bone in, with white wine infusing the meat, the lots and lots of garlic, the scallions helping out, the chicken broth kind of poaching the inside a bit. Really nice one. Really, really
making
nice
me
one.
Hungry face.
Well, you know, as you know, I made almost 4 of your dishes last night. I was so pork crazed by the time I was done with this. You know, there's a reason that you will always find a pork chop on a restaurant menu, because we love it.
One of those things, we kind of take them for granted sometimes, I think. Mm-hmm. But really, if you look at the beginning of the book, I talk about Howard Cunningham on Happy Days. When Marion would get in trouble, that was the dish she would make Howard, and that would make him happy because he has pork chops. And Aunt Bee's, the dish that Andy Taylor liked best in Mayberry, was Aunt Bee's pork chops. I mean, but yet we take them for granted sometimes, I think. You know, we don't hold them in esteem like we do steaks and other cuts of meat. And that's not right. They deserve it.
I'm talking with Ray, Dr. Barbecue Lampe. He is a cook-off champion. He's been on all kinds of TV shows you would know. He's done a book called Pork Chop, 60 Recipes for Living High on the Hog, where he's taken bone-in and boneless pork chops. You know, you can get any kind of pork chop that you have access to is just fine. A lot of these are done, most of these in the book are done in the oven or on the stovetop. There's a slow cooker one, too. I want to turn to the herb and Parmesan crusted pork chops. These are so delicious. These are bone-in chops. A little bit of flour for when you're frying them so that they get golden brown. You've got breadcrumbs and freshly grated Parmesan cheese, granulated garlic, some dried basil, dried oregano, dried thyme, and olive oil. This is so simple to make. You can whip this up right after work. This is not a big deal.
No, that's one of the things about pork chops. Honestly, the trick is to get people to cook them less. Everybody wants it to be a big, long production, but these cook, I don't know what I wrote in the recipe, 6-7 minutes per side, and they're done. You know, pork chops are done at 145 degree internal temperature. That's way less than most people want to cook them. But they wonder why their pork chops are dry. They overcook them, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of these dishes. They don't take very long. You dredge this in a little bit of the breadcrumb and flour with the herbs and the Parmesan cheese. Bang, you've got all the flavor right there on the pork chops.
Do you use a skillet or cast iron? What do you use mostly at home?
I generally use a great big nonstick skillet at home. I've got a cast iron skillet, too. I get tired of using it. I have a great big nonstick skillet for dishes like this. That's what I like. I like a little bit of room in the skillet. I like the nonstick for frying this kind of thing. But, hey, if you're a cast iron person, I'm not going to argue with you about that.
Here's the one that got me. I love Asian-inspired food, and I know you describe Sandy as the love of your life. She loves Vietnamese food, as I do, and so she helped you come up with this Asian-inspired pork chop salad. Tell me how this goes. You've got a dressing, you've got a marinade, so you've got these chops soaking for just a little while in this combination of Asian stuff. These chops go boneless on top of salad greens, and then you have the dressing that goes on those greens.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the perfect kind of dish. You would think about a piece of salmon or a piece of chicken on there, maybe even a little flank steak. Why don't we think of pork chops on something like that, too? They go beautifully. So, yeah, the marinade is to make the pork chops have a lot of flavor on their own. And, of course, you know, then you tie all the other ingredients into the salad with a nice dressing. I would lay it all out like any salad with the pork chop nicely layered on top and then toss it at the last second and get the pork chop all down into the dressing and stuff.
So let's say you come home from work. You could even do this on a weeknight easily. And you know ahead you're going to have soy sauce. These are all gettable in the supermarket. Soy sauce, hoisin sauce, oyster sauce, garlic, sesame oil, and pepper. And you just mix all that up together in the bowl. Pour it on top of the chops in a plastic bag. Get as much air out of there as possible. Seal it up. It just has to sit in the refrigerator for an hour, although it can sit there for 4 hours. So let's say you walk in the door. You just do that, and then do what you do. Do you take a shower? Do you say hi to the kids? Do you get ready for something? Whatever it is you have to do. And in an hour, you come back, put your broiler on high, about 6 inches away from the heat source, the rack, and take those chops out, put them on a baking sheet, broil them for 3 to 4 minutes until they're golden brown, flip them over, do the same thing again, and there you go. Now you just make your dressing for the greens. Your greens, let's say, have been chopped up. You've got broccoli and baby spinach and carrots and jicama. You can add in some chow mein noodles if you want, some sliced scallions. Oh, does that sound good to me, Ray?
I know a lot of working folks like to, on Sunday, try to prepare some things for the week. Cook the pork chops ahead, cool them down, and when you're ready to make the salad, just slice them up and they'll be ready to go.
Oh, we've got a lot of things coming up here on the show because Dr. Ray Lampe is going to stay with us for the entire hour. I love this book. I've made 4 things already. So, Ray, stay where you are. We're going to tell you now how to have this book. If you've got a pork chop lover in the family, maybe it's you, I recommend this book highly, 60 Recipes for Living High on the Hog. And the best part of this is that these are made on the stovetop. There is one for slow cooker or in the oven. You do not have to have your grill out all year long, or you don't have to say, oh, in the summer. You can make these in the simplest way. These are not complicated recipes. If you love pork and you understand how to flavor it to make it fantastic, it is such a lean meat. This is a good idea for this time of year. Here's the toll-free number. If you can join us at the $96 level, we will send this book to your door, 1-800-584-2788. I'm with Ray Hardman.
When I hear these recipes and when I see at the beginning that he tells you how long to cook the pork chops so they come out nice and juicy and tender, I'm really rethinking this whole pork chop thing. 60 great recipes that we can send you when you become a member at 1-800-584-2788.
Oh, Ray, I bet I could get you with this spicy pork chop lettuce wraps. We have pork chops with broccoli in a skillet. There is a beautiful pork chop chili coming up. What Ray calls pork chop guacadillas, where he uses slices of the pork medallions, these boneless pork chops, with some spice and some avocado. It makes a guacamole and then puts it on flour tortillas with cheese and then puts it under the broiler. Really great stuff coming your way. Seriously, I made four of these. So good last night. Ate it all.
I turned the page and I saw the tater tot pork chop casserole.
That's a funny one.
And I almost fell out of my seat. I love tater tots, and this was just such a beautiful photograph and something I really want to try. So some great recipes here, really looking at and exploring all the things you can do with pork chops. It's such a versatile meat. It's affordable. This is a great way to go. 1-800-584-2788. And you're supporting all of the great programming here at WNPR.
This is something Southerners have known for a long, long time. It's a very Southern thing to do, to turn to the pork chop. And it is a lean meat. In fact, we try to find pork now that has a little bit of marbling in it, but it is, it's like a ranch house. It's a structure that you can do so much with. So here's the toll-free number. If you can join us at the $96 level, we will send this to you, or perhaps it's a gift for someone you know who loves to have pork. 1-800-584-2788. And the supermarket version of pork is just fine.
And we can also send this to you if you become a monthly giver at the $8 a month level. We can send this to you as well. You know, the monthly giving program, a great way to go, because that kind of gives us a steady stream of revenue throughout the year. So we're not so worried about these pledge opportunities. We can make sure that we can bring you all of the programming, including the Faith Middleton Show, year in and year out. The monthly giving program, very popular. $8 a month, we can send you the Pork Chop Book by Dr. Barbecue Ray Lampe. So many great recipes. I've got to try the tater top pork chop casserole. Faith, you mentioned the lettuce wrap, and that looked so good. I love that kind of Thai stuff. So
me too.
Oh, so really good stuff here.
Well, and horseradish is terrific with pork, and Ray has a horseradish crusted pork chop that has Parmesan cheese, breadcrumbs, fresh parsley. And, you know, that goes under the broiler and it gets very crusty and wonderful. So, and of course, I cannot wait to talk about my favorite in the book, which is the Buffalo Hot Chop Sandwich, which is at our website right now.
You tried that?
Yes, I did. WNPR.org. It's at our website right now if you want to see that recipe. Okay, here is the deal. If you can join us at, what was it, $8 a month, Ray?
$8 a month.
Okay, that's the deal to keep all the programming that you love on the air, including supporting the Food Schmooze and all the great talent. That's the thing that we are so privileged to bring you, and certainly Ray Lampe is one of those people. He's in my Pork Hall of Fame here. He's been working with pork chops for 22 years. 1-800-584-2788, and here he's done this book, Pork Chop, 60 Recipes for Living High on the Hog, and it is yours as our thank you gift. Hardback, beautiful edition, really easy recipes. Just give us a call at 1-800-584-2788, and thank you so much.
Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans. I'll be ready. Cornbread. I'll be ready cornbread tomorrow night. Beans. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Beans. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Beans. That's what Beans said to cornbread.
I'm Faith Middleton. It is great to have you listening to this special edition of the Food Schmooze. It's a special edition because it is fundraising time, and we run around and try to find all-star cookbooks and enriching books to show to you, to represent what we try to do all year long. And I think we have done it again. I adore this book. It's all about wonderful recipes for the pork chop. And there's a reason why pork chops are on every restaurant menu. And I'll tell you something, I lately have forgotten about the pork chop. And this has gotten me so excited that I went out last night and got four packages of pork chops and started cooking like crazy. And I had a feast all by myself. It was so much fun. So I'm talking about personal experience here with this book. Ray Lampe is the author, Dr. Barbecue, as he is known. He's been on Martha Stewart, Food & Wine Magazine, Home & Garden Channel, NFL Network, Food Network, on and on it goes, NASCAR. This spicy pork chop lettuce wrap is a very cool thing. This is a Thai treatment.
This is, you know, there's a restaurant that everybody wants to go to and eat those lettuce wrap things. It's not my kind of thing. I got to be honest. I don't eat a whole lot of lettuce. But if you stuff that really tasty pork chop filling in there, I might even eat a little lettuce.
Well, it's a very traditional Thai thing to do. It's sort of the version of pulled pork. And then you wrap things with the lettuce. And what's interesting is that because the meat in that pulled porky way has a certain spicy, salty, sweet thing going on, the coolness of the lettuce wrapping is beautiful. And you can eat a lot of them because they're, you know, so it's just great. So this recipe has scallions, olive oil, garlic, fresh ginger, chicken broth, soy sauce, oyster sauce, a sauce that you can find in any supermarket now called sambal oleg, which is a chili paste.
And stuff.
It's good stuff, yeah. Julienne carrots, lime juice, and these Boston lettuce leaves. And this gets sort of chopped up, shredded up, and all of it gets wrapped in these lettuce leaves with this little sauce on it, this Asian sauce. And, oh, wow. I used to go to a restaurant every day when I was on vacation, the same one, and order this lettuce wrap because it was so incredible.
Well, we got a shout-out to Jody Horton, the photographer, for this one, too, because look at that picture. This is a beautiful picture.
Yeah, it is. We are slow cooker nuts around here. My buddy on the show, Chris Prosperi, who's not here at this moment, has 11 slow cookers and makes everything you can imagine in them. So I love this idea of putting your pork chops in the slow cooker in the morning and coming back and having this wonderful meal right there when you're walking in the door. So tell me about this.
It's one of those things we don't think about pork chops for.
Yeah, because you wonder if they would toughen up, but it's the opposite, isn't it?
Well, they will, but then you cook through that. It's much like I learned that from, I'm going to name drop here, Giuliano Hazan, whose mom passed recently. Giuliano lives not too far from me in Sarasota. And he was doing a cooking class one time at a store, and I went and listened to him cook. And he had a piece of pork loin, and he pan braised it, but not much liquid in there. And he was telling us, he's like, this pork loin, if you cook it nice and slow, you know, nice and easy to 145, 150 internal temp, it's going to be nice and tender and juicy. If you keep cooking it, it's going to get tough, but then you keep cooking it beyond that, and then it will break down like a pot roast kind of a thing. And that's what would happen to these. If you ate them in the middle of the day, they probably would be tough. But by the time you get home from work, they are going to be tender.
Well, listen to how this comes together. In a small bowl, you combine the salt, pepper, granulated garlic, granulated onion, paprika, and thyme. Mix it up. You use about a third of that spice mixture, and you season these boneless pork chops on both sides. And then you stand the chops up on their sides in the bottom of the slow cooker. You top them with the leeks, then the mushrooms, then the tomatoes, spreading it out evenly, sprinkle with the vegetables, more of the spice mixture. You lay potato slices on top. You sprinkle the top with the last of the spice mixture and pour the broth over the top. You put that lid on. It cooks for about 8 hours. And when you come home, the potatoes are very soft. You put those on a platter. You put the chops on top of that. And they will be tender, and you spoon the sauce that's in there over the vegetables. Oh, that is just terrific.
Well, that's how I like my slow cooker menus to be. Because you look at a lot of slow cooker recipes, and they involve you then making mashed potatoes or some pasta or there's another step. And that's not what I want. When I get home from work, I want everything in that pot. That's the whole idea for me. And I pretty much got it all in there on this recipe.
Yeah. Well, in a way, you did that with this other one, too. I'm talking with Ray Lampe, and I love having him on the show because I very much, he's been working with pork chops and other foods, too, of course. He's a barbecue king. For, you know, 22 years, it's a Southern thing to do. But we eat pork chops everywhere. It's just that we treat them differently. And Ray decided to do a book called pork chop. So he's got 60 recipes for living high on the hog. And these are not complicated. They're simple. And it's the treatment of each, you know, either bone in or boneless. It's that simple. Supermarket version is fine. And every treatment is different, different spice mixture, different things you put with it. And they are delicious. This is a very low-fat meat and very delicious. It takes on the flavors, like tofu. It takes on the flavors of what's around it. So here's a pork chop chili. I think about beef. I think about beans for chili. I sometimes think about turkey for chili. I've never thought about pork, and I think this is this, and chicken. I've never thought about pork. This is a smart thing here. You've got.
Well, that makes me feel good, because that's the whole point of the book, to make you think about pork chops for things you didn't think about before. And, you know, you said that it's like tofu, and, well, it's like tofu if tofu was good. but it will. It's so versatile. They really are versatile, because it can stand up to this is a hearty chili. These are big flavors in here. But the pork chop definitely can stand up to it. Now, so just so there's no misunderstanding, when I started to write the book, okay, pork chops in their entirety, I decided that if I could make two or three quick cuts to this pork chop, that would be acceptable. And that's what we did here. We cook them, and then we cut them into little bite-sized pieces. And that seemed fair to me. But I don't want people to think that, you know, there's whole pork chops floating around in the chili. Although, I'd be okay with that.
I would. I mean, why not? So, you've got bacon. You have the boneless pork chops that you cut up. A red onion, a poblano chili that you chop, a green bell pepper chopped, a jalapeno chopped, three cloves of garlic crushed, a couple cans of diced tomatoes with green chilies, chili powder, ground cumin, vegetable broth, kidney beans, a couple tablespoons of flour for thickening. I can see how easily this could be made gluten-free by getting rid of that flour and using another thickener. So that was true.
And you could even eat it a little thin, really. You know, for me personally, some days I would thicken it. Other days I would like it thin.
Yeah. So Dutch oven, you add the bacon until it's crispy. Get rid of the fat to drain it. Then raise the heat. Season the pork chops with salt and pepper. Put them in the pot until they're brown. Flip them over. And when they're out of the pan, then you start adding the onion, the poblano, the bell pepper, the jalapeno, the garlic. Mix it up well. Cook it for 5 minutes. Add the tomatoes, the chili powder, the cumin. A chili is layering beautiful flavors together. Add the spices. Add the broth. Bring it to a simmer. Chop the reserved crispy bacon into small bits and put the pork chops back in. Mix it all up and put it on a low simmer. And you cook for an hour and 15 minutes. And you have got something. That is a really good idea.
Good chili. Now, the key to chili, though, make sure you get good quality chili powder. It's easy to get now. Don't just buy that dark red stuff in the little jar. Look around a little bit. Go in the ethnic aisle, and you may see some different kind of chili powders and stuff. Doesn't all have to be hot, either.
All right. Now,
look,
Ray,
for good quality chili powder.
Ray, I cannot take a break without saying this sandwich, because this is the best sandwich in the world. I had this last night. This is called a buffalo hot chop sandwich. Crumbled blue cheese, some chopped celery, mayonnaise, vegetable oil, a little bit of flour, salt and pepper, paprika, boneless pork chops, a little bit of butter, Frank's red hot sauce, the best, and your buns. So broiler on high. In a bowl, you mix up the blue cheese, the celery, and a little bit of mayonnaise to give it a little thickness and creaminess. You set that aside. Put some oil in your skillet. Dredge the chop in a little bit of flour, salt and pepper, and paprika. Shake it off. Place the chops in the skillet, 4 minutes per side until they're golden brown. And then put them on a plate to sit for a minute on a paper towel so any fat drains off. And then in the microwave, put some butter and the Frank's hot sauce together, 15 seconds. Toast the buns under the broiler. Put a chop in the hot sauce and then place it on the bun bottom. Put a quarter of the blue cheese crumbled on top of that. You could put a piece of lettuce if you want, and then top it with the other bun. I want to tell you, this is the best sandwich on planet Earth done with
well,
a boneless pork chop. Oh, my God. It is sensational. Okay.
Well, those are all the flavors of buffalo chicken wings.
I know. So smart of you. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Ray, stay right where you are, okay, because we want to have you come back again. But we're going to take a break and tell you as you're listening how to have this sent to your door. If you can afford to join us at around $8 a month, we would be happy to send this to you. Perhaps it is for you, for someone you love, or you have a friend who's nuts about pork chops and you want to have these meals made for you all the time. Maybe you got a birthday coming up. Who knows what it is? This is a great cookbook. It's Ray Lemke, who's the barbecue, Dr. Barbecue, as he's known on all these food channels and at NASCAR and all kinds of stuff. He's a really nice guy, and he really knows food. Okay, 1-800-584-2788, Ray Hardman.
1-800-584-2788. We can send you the pork chop book for a gift of $96 for the year. You can break that down to $8 a month if you want to become a monthly giver to WNPR. You know, $96 is going to go a long way to pay for the programming here at WNPR, and that's what we're all about. But we are enjoying this pork chop book so much. I love the idea of the buffalo sandwich with the pork chop, and there's so many different things.
Good.
Oh, I bet. I can't wait to try it. There are so many things that you can do with pork chops and transfer that to some of the more traditional things. Now, I notice in here that Ray Lampe has made a pork chop parmesan, a pork chop cordon bleu, a pork chop gumbo, a versatile, healthy meat that it can do so many things. So many great recipes here. We can send you when you become a member at 1-800-584-2788, or you can go online at WNPR.org.
Well, if you're a Jamaican fan, he's got a recipe for spicy grilled jerk pork chops. You've got to be ready for a little bit more heat. He does a kind of Puerto Rican chop, arroz con puerco chops, a sangrita pork chop, pork chops with white beans, a pork chop gumbo, that tater tot pork chop casserole that you love. This is from his brother-in-law, Dino, using those frozen tater tots. I know you love them, Ray. And
they
really,
are so
just
good.
You layer them in a casserole with pork, and it's such a smart idea. We came with mushrooms and garlic and soy sauce. Really a brilliant idea. That's a NASCAR dish right there.
Absolutely.
All right. If you can join us at $8 a month, we would be delighted to send this book to you or someone you love. Just arrives this little present in the mail with the greatest thanks, because in doing so, you keep not only the Food Schmooze on the air, but all our local talk shows, John Dankosky, Colin McEnroe, terrific stuff. So many people working all year long to make you happy. That's why we're here. It is a privilege to do this work, and all we want is permission to keep going. 1-800-584-2788.
At the beginning of the book, Ray Lampe does a great job of explaining the different types of pork chops. He also has the basic pork chop cooking time. So depending on what kind of cut you have and what source of heat you're using, he gives you the cooking times for them. Very useful stuff in here. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just some absolutely delicious recipes. He has a very simple grilled pork chop, and he has a homemade barbecue sauce. And I tried my hand, Faith, for the first time making barbecue sauce for the Super Bowl. And it turned out so good that I as long as I have time, I'm not going to buy the bottled anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was so good. So the photographs in here are just absolutely stunning. So a great cookbook, a hardbound book that we can send you for a gift of $96 for the year. If you want to become a monthly giver, $8 a month. The phone number is 1-800-584-2788.
We're going to be talking as we go back with Ray again about something a little more, what shall I say, civilized. You know, sautéed pork chops with apples. It is a favorite of so many people. So we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to go kind of far out there, because we've got a flatbread pork chop pizza coming your way. And no, I do not mean the giant pork chops are sitting on a piece of flatbread. he has great taste about how he does things. So there's a pork chop pot roast, a cheesy pork chop skillet dinner. That's a very Southern thing. Ray's special oven pork chops, which are great for people. The point is, he tells you how not to overcook your pork and make it more succulent. That's what's in how pork should be done in a great restaurant. And it's so easily done, as you'll see. It's cooking time and cooking vessel. Okay, thank you so much. At 1-800-584-2788, or go online to pledge at WNPR.org, and we will send this book to your door. Thank you so much. Faith Middleton. Great to have you listening to this special edition, fundraising edition of the Food Schmooze Party. And always, the lead with these fundraising editions is that we start with something we love. And we love this book, Pork Chop, 60 Recipes for Living High on the Hog. Ray, Dr. Barbecue Lampe, is our guest, and you have probably seen him on Martha Stewart, on Rachel Ray, at NASCAR. He did the NFL Game Day cookbook. He decided to turn his attention to pork, and I think it is a very smart thing. And I sometimes can get confused about, you know, if it's boneless, how many minutes should I do it? If it's got the bone in, how many minutes should I do it? If it's in the pot. He has a little chart in the beginning that is the simplest little chart. And it says, look, here's how many minutes. We want to brown it 4 minutes per side. There you go. You know, it's this thick. And if yours is chop is a little too thick, well, then push it down a little bit or raise up the time a little bit. So let's, Ray, go to something more conservative, which is sautéed pork chops with apples. What I appreciate about this classic dish is that it comes together in minutes and cooks in minutes.
Yeah, very classic pork chops and apples. Who doesn't like that flavor? Again, it doesn't take that long. I think we all make the mistake of not knowing when pork chops are done, so overcooking them. Well, they don't take that long to cook. And apples sure don't take very long to cook. Get it all in one big skillet. That's a delicious one.
Well, I should add that you have salt and pepper, of course, but ground cinnamon. You have butter. You have Gala apples. You have dried cranberries, a pinch of sugar, and a pinch of ground nutmeg. So in a way, what we have is an apple pie mixture. And
that's right.
But I can see from the amount of sugar and from the tang of the cranberries that this is not going to be too sweet.
Well, it's kind of like a grown-up pork chops and apple sauce, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of folks like a little apple sauce on the side with their pork chops. This is kind of like a grown-up version of that.
There is a pork chop noodle soup.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Let me stop you there. Oh. That's one of my favorites. I actually make that at home because usually you finish a book and you rarely go back. That one I go back to pretty regularly. And how do we not make soup with pork chops? Of course we should make soup with pork chops. We make it with everything else and we overlook that, but it's good.
Well, I don't see why it would be any different from chicken. You know, I mean, what would be the difference?
Well, I think part of the stumbling point is, for whatever reason, pork stock is not something we regularly find in the supermarket. Again, I don't know why, because there's a whole case full of pork. Why wouldn't we want to make stock to make gravy or soup or stews or stuff like that? But for some reason, it gets overlooked, and not anymore, though. I'm starting to take that fight on.
So chicken broth and vegetable broth is what you combine. Or you could make your own pork stock, but you might do that. But a lot of us aren't doing that. So
no, it's delicious. If you want to take the time to do it, it's really delicious stuff. But I understand that. And the vegetable broth I used a lot throughout the book, but sometimes combine it with something else. Because the stuff that you buy at the store, it's very distinctive flavor. If you mix two of them together, it kind of changes that and doesn't make it that one flavor. So I like that combination.
Smart of you to put bone-in pork chops into this stew soup, because that's where a lot of the flavor is in that bone. And so when that stew is bubbling on the stovetop, you're getting that flavor drawn from the bones. Okay, so
it's just like chicken soup. When you're fishing the pork chops out of the soup, you got to be careful and make sure you get all the bones, just like if you had a chicken or some chicken parts in there, no problem. But that's the only real problem with that, and it's easily done. Just, you know, make sure you account for them all. And when you're eating the bottom of the pot, be careful. There might be a little bone in there.
So pork chop guacadillas instead of quesadillas.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a quesadilla, but you incorporate the guacamole ingredients as well and just smear it all together. And that's the fun of writing cookbooks. You want to do something different. You know, you want to make familiar flavors. I really am serious about, I want every cook at home to be able to make these recipes, and I want them to be able to go to the supermarket and get all the ingredients. I try not to use obscure ingredients, but I want to spin it together a little bit different. So on that one, instead of a quesadilla where you would just put the pork chops and the cheese, we put the guacamole ingredients in there as well. And I think, of course, avocados, all of a sudden I'm seeing a big push for people to use them like mayonnaise on their sandwich and stuff, and that's kind of what I did there.
Yeah. Jack and cheddar cheese, your flour tortillas. If you've got an issue with flour, you certainly could use 100% corn. You've got zested lime, fresh cilantro, one of my favorite things ever, chopped red onion, chopped green chilies in a can, Roma tomatoes, a little bit of cream cheese, avocado, peeled and pitted, chili powder, black pepper, salt, and three boneless pork chops. So
a lot going on there for a quesadilla, huh?
Yeah. So you're, and I love this kind of thing. So you're making a guacamole, essentially, smearing it on the tortilla, and then you're chopping up the pork?
Yeah, well, just slicing it. Just slice it thin
and
layer it in there. Like I said, I tried not to process the pork chops too much because I don't want to, it is a pork chop book, but I think anybody can cook a boneless pork chop and slice it thinly and then lay it on there. I think that was a fun thing to do.
So you also have a pork chop etouffee. You have pork chops cordon bleu. And this is one I wanted to stop on because this sounds really good to me. Pork chops salt in bocca. So this is a classic Italian dish. It really is prosciutto and sage. That prosciutto gets wrapped around something and then crisped up.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people involved in these books, and the guy that made them for the photograph made them inside out. If you look at the photo, he put the prosciutto on the outside. They look kind of good, but they wouldn't eat as well that way. So the right way to make them, I'm a big fan of salt and bocca veal or chicken. If I'm in an Italian restaurant, I'm probably having that. So this is something I've been meaning to make for a long time. And you just take thin boneless chops and pound them out just like you would a piece of veal and lay the prosciutto on there and the sage and roll them up. Why not? I think it's delicious.
Ray, let's go around on this because this has a little white wine and garlic. And so what we see is a rolled piece of pork with the crisped up sage on the outside and tied with a little piece of string and the sage. So this is a kind of classic treatment. You're right. It might be on the inside, but I have made things with prosciutto on the outside. And what I've come to love is how it crisps up. It caramelizes. And that it seems to me that would be a beautiful thing to eat this way.
Well, you know, you're right, Faith. Maybe I'll try them this way because I was kind of disappointed when I saw the photo because it wasn't the way I wrote the recipe. But looking at it right now, I sure would like to try eating that. Like
call
you said,
me
it's all caramely and crispy.
Yeah.
And that way, I might even cook them on the grill like that. I am Dr. Barbecue after all, but the book is definitely not a grilling and barbecue book. There's some recipes in there, but those might go on the grill just like that.
And a pork chop parmesan is going to be just like chicken parmesan. Except that you're going to use pork. We've got dried breadcrumbs, mozzarella, parmesan, eggs, a little bit of flour, oregano, fresh basil, crushed tomatoes, garlic cloves, chopped onion, and olive oil. All the classic. Got the red sauce. We've got all the classic things going on here.
How have we overlooked pork chops in that genre? You know,
I don't know.
Veal parmesan, of course, the classic. Chicken parmesan has become probably just as popular. But yet, why don't we use pork chops? Well, we do now.
So smart. I know you've got a pork chop pizza in here, and there's also pork chop stuffed French toast. I'm not even going to spend any time.
You got to try that. It's delicious.
Really? Okay. I thought, well, that's the one I probably won't try. But, of course, if it's delicious, I'm going to give it a shot because it would be fun. All that other stuff, by the way, is in your extreme pork chop section. Let's close with this. It is the flatbread pork chop pizza. And you can buy flatbread, so many choices in the supermarket. You like Indian naan, so do I. There are all kinds of flatbreads out there that you just buy. And then you have boneless pork chops, salt, pepper, paprika, olive oil, a couple garlic cloves sliced very thin, grape tomatoes, dried oregano, brie cheese sliced thin, which just surprised me. So how's it come together?
Well, you know, this is one of the recipes, and there's a lot of them in here. If you think about it, I didn't want to write a leftover chapter, but this would be a perfect opportunity to use leftovers. Get a leftover pork chop, slice it thin, and put it on there. Get the oven nice and hot, a little bit of olive oil. I like the grape tomatoes either cut in half or sliced just quartered or something, a little chunky on there. The garlic sliced paper thin, I like that look. And just a little bit of oregano. And the brie, brie is just a great ingredient. We don't think about it like that, but it melts up really nice and gives it that creamy texture without too much cheese on there. That's what I wanted this to be, not an overloaded thing. I just a nice sprinkling of these really good ingredients on there, like a flatbread should be.
And by the way, if you eat gluten-free, as so many more people do now, you can buy these Indian naan that are made solidly with chickpea flour. They're a little spicy. They'd be a beautiful round for something like this. Ray Lempe, thank you so much for being on the Food Schmooze. I very much admire what you've done here.
Well, thanks so much, Faith.
Dr. Ray Lempe, Dr. Barbecue, he's terrific. This guy knows flavor. He knows simplicity. This is all done in your kitchen. No grill necessary here. You can use a slow cooker now and then, but that's about it. And if you would like us to send this to your door for about $9 a month, we would be delighted to do so. Thumbs up on this from the Food Schmooze. 1-800-584-2788. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. 1-800-584-2788. And actually, Faith, we can get that book to you for a gift of $8 a month. That's $96 for the year. And this is a great way to support your public radio station and get this great book. You're going to find so many great recipes, so many great ways that you can enjoy pork chops, ways that you haven't even imagined yet. Well, maybe you have because you've been listening. But, you know, you think about pork chops, how versatile they are and how affordable they are. This is a great way to explore that and to explore some great recipes. 60 recipes in this book, hardcover, beautiful photographs in here, really mouthwatering photographs. We can send that to you for a gift of $8 a month when you call 1-800-584-2788.
One of the things that he does in here, I just was no time, is put some honey and rosemary and salt in a bag with a little water. Puts the pork chops in that plastic bag overnight and then begins to make these honey brined pecan crusted pork chops. Mm. So you've got that crunchy thing going on. So, so great. There's his homemade barbecue sauce, of course, but also he does some dry rub things. And I think for people watching calories right now, that's pretty terrific. And there's an over-the-top thing with bacon and blue cheese. It's a stand-up pork chop, and it's stuffed that way. All kinds of things in here, but lots of sensible things, too, that are just plain delicious. And pork has a kind of neutrality about it that takes on beautiful flavor. So, toll-free, if you can join us at $8 a month, we would be happy to send this book to your door or to someone that you know who loves pork. This is a brand-new book just out, 1-800-584-2788. I made four of these last night. That's how turned on to this stuff I was.
I heard you talking with Ray at the end of that last segment about the flatbread pizza and how he uses the brie. And then I had to laugh because then I went to the extreme pork chop section of the book. And he's got Philly cheese chops, which sounds very good. And besides the pork chop, you know what the other main ingredient is? Cheese Whiz.
I know.
So I thought, where can you get a recipe book that has brie in one section and then Cheese Whiz in the other section? And he says in here, don't skimp on the Cheese Whiz.
Well, there's a Canadian pork chop in here that is kind of interesting because it has a real Canadian treatment, and people who like poutine are going to know what I'm talking about. Mm. There's you saw that Hawaiian pork chop sandwich that he does?
Yeah, I did.
He does deep fried, grilled coffee crusted pork chops. That sounds really good to me. I haven't tried it. I can't have that coffee, but wow, that sounds good. Okay, let us send this deliciousness between two covers to your door. Some of these are, of course, calorie-laden, but filled with powerful flavors that you think every once in a while, sure, I'm going to have blue cheese on my pork buffalo hot wing sandwich here. Okay, fine. But there are a lot of things with dry rubs and or fruits that are very calorie conscious. So all kinds of treatments in the book, how to cook these pork chops, bone in or bone out, simple as can be and really good flavor. This guy knows flavor in that southern way. 1-800-584-2788 or go online and pledge WNPR.org and you can still have our thank you gift.
We can send that to you for a gift of $96 for the year, or you can break that down to $8 a month if you become a monthly giver. A lot of people are becoming monthly givers. You know, it's just one of those kind of ways that you don't have to worry about whether your membership is lapsed. You'd know that you are continually being a member and supporting what you listen to and what you enjoy on WNPR. We can send this to you for a gift of $8 a month when you call 1-800-584-2788.
And thank you.